Good evening.
我们一同打开圣经，今天开始雅各书第二章。
We will start James chapter 2 this evening.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
翻到了，我们一同开始来读第一到第四节。
We will read from verses 1 to 4.
新约雅各书第二章。
The New Testament, James 2.
我们从第一念到第四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
翻到我先念一遍，也有你们大家一同再念一遍。
I will read it once and then it is your turn after that.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，就不可按着外貌待人。若有一个人穿戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏的衣服也进去，你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人，说请坐在这好位置上，又对那穷人说，你站在这里或坐在我脚凳的下面，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？我们一同来读，一二三。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。你的话如同大锤，你的话如同灵奶，你的话喂养我们，你的话光照我们，你的话鞭策我们，你的话也批判我们。我们愿意从你的话得到教训，得到提醒，得到造就，得到建立。愿主你今天借着我们所读的圣经，光照我们每一个人的心，给我们看出我们需要更正的是什么，我们需要回头的是什么。愿主你至圣的真道建立我们的灵性，调整我们的生活，使我们的品性，我们的心态，我们的观念，我们的行为都回到你真理里面来。所以你听我们的祷告，我们把将你翻译的恭敬交在你手里。愿主一位的灵在我们两个人身上做工，使我们二人如同一人，把你的真理传讲清楚，为主的道征战。感谢赞美，更求主赐福我们每一个人以受教的心，谦卑的态度到你面前领受你的话。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜讲完了第一章最后的一段。
Last week we finished the last portion of chapter one.
在一段里面很清楚告诉我们一个真正的敬虔。
This passage tells us what true godliness is all about.
愿意照顾那些在患难中间的孤儿寡妇。
True religion is when we take care of the widows and orphans in distress.
这表示一个人不应当在他自己的社会地位中间持守自己的骄傲，持守自己的身份。
It means that a person ought not to hold on to his pride and status in his society.
他应当关顾向下来纪念那些在患难中间的人。
He must take care of people who are beneath him, people who are in distress.
一个人追求是向上的。
A person will seek after things above him.
一个人的爱心是向下。
But we love things that are beneath us.
如果一个人只顾自己的追求，一直向上。
If we only seek for things above us,
而没有在比我们更低的层次中间，我们用照顾去分享自我来造就他们的话。
And we not help people who are beneath us and share our lives with them.
我们向上的追求不等于我们的敬虔。
The seeking after good things above us does not mean, therefore, that we are religious.
我们向上的追求不等于我们的爱主。
It doesn't mean that we love the Lord.
因为在这种向上的爱中间，只有自私自我一处的成分在里面。
Because this sort of love where you seek after things above you is selfish.
当向下的分享，向下的舍己，向下的自我牺牲
But when you deny yourself and you sacrifice yourself and share among those who are lesser than you, it is expression of God's love. And this is true religion before God. It happens when we look at the orphans and widows in their distress. When we share of ourselves to people who are more needy, we could make another spiritual mistake. And that is, we have an attitude of superiority. When we think that we are the source of grace, indirectly we take the place of God. When we think of ourselves as someone who dispense grace, indirectly we look at others as being of a lower class. When we think of ourselves as more superior, then we will give grace to others, that others need to survive because of us, indirectly we despise people who are also made in the image of God. This is something God hates. So as we give grace to others, we become arrogant. As we share, we think of ourselves like God. This is something both human beings and God would hate. God would not give glory to a false idol. And God would not let a person who has received His grace take His glory from Him. When a person is suffering and is not in a state of self-pity, or when a person is giving grace but do not think of himself as superior, or if a person gives pity to others, he does not think of himself as the superior being. This is a spirituality where a person is not self-conscious. It is a very honorable spirituality. When you are helping someone else and you do not think that you are helping him, and when you are being merciful, you do not think of yourself as a person who dispenses grace. Or when you are sacrificing yourself and you do not think of yourself as worthy to be sacrificing. And when you are in when you deny yourself, you do not think of yourself as qualified to do so. All this can come about only when the spirituality is very pure and very honest. This is self-consciousness. Sometimes it's very important. But sometimes it's not needed at all. When you are good and you do not think of yourself as good, that is true goodness. When you help others and think of yourself as unworthy, then it's true help. If a person thinks of himself as humble, he is being proud of humility. He is being proud of his own humility. A person who is knowledgeable and think of himself as knowledgeable would end up being arrogant and cutting himself away from the rest of the world. And if we love the Lord and we think of ourselves as more loving to the Lord than anybody else, then the problem occurs. When a person is in righteousness and think of himself as more righteous than others, he has sinned. Such scenario is very common in Buddhism. So some people, as they sympathize with the poor, they also take the opportunity to insult them.
他们帮助需要的人,
as they help those who need help,
一面就趁机就得准那些人的一些的好处。
They also try to get benefits from these people.
所以有一些人就用世界的办法表示自己的慈善家。
Some people use the methods of the world to show the world that they are philanthropists.
同时不真的分享你好像是慈善家。
Materialistic speaking, you seem to be one.
但是从心灵自以为自己比别人更好的时候，你是一点不慈善的人。
But because in your heart you think of yourself as better than others, you are not a person of mercy.
所以我们一定要非常谨慎克制我们自己。
We need to be very cautious about these things.
有的人一方面以慈善的态度来帮助人。
Some people help others like a philanthropist.
另外一方面从其中得到许多超过物质的施予所能得到的好处。
But they receive a lot of intangible benefits more than material things.
他可以用小钱要大名。
Perhaps with a little bit of money, he can gain great fame.
他可以损失一点点的物质，得到很大的权力。
Maybe he sacrificed a little bit of materialistic things and he get great power.
所以在这个哲学里面，这种善的本身是不善的。
In philosophy, this goodness is not true goodness.
在法国革命的时候，大概两三百年以前。
About 200 years ago in the French Revolution.
革命的气候慢慢酝酿成功了。
When the revolution was about to succeed,
很多的人就发现所谓的慈善家、宗教家，都是在他们的宗教衣袍的后面隐藏了很多莫名其妙的罪恶。
Many people discovered that philanthropists and religious leaders harbor a lot of hidden sins.
当时百科全书派的哲学家们，
and so the philosophers from the school of encyclopedia,
他们就开始思想什么叫做最高的善。
They start to think about the ultimate good.
最高的善跟普通的善是不一样。
The ultimate good is different from common good.
普通的善就是社会一般的人所想象，帮助人，帮助人，这叫做善。
Common good is the things that we are used to doing good things.
慢慢从动机方面去分析，一个人帮助人是真正为了要帮助人。
These philosophers try to understand what is the true motive of a philanthropist.
如果他帮助了你，慢慢慢形成社会对他们特别的尊重，他们就享受那种被尊重的那一种快乐的话，他们的帮助的本身就不是真正的动机。
If a person helps someone else and in the end gets fame and power from the society, the motive is wrong.
所以拜寿前书派的哲学家曾经发过一句话语。
So these philosophers made a declaration once.
他说什么叫做慈善家呢？
They say, what is a philanthropist?
慈善家就是那些很自私而有远大眼光的人所做的事情。
He said the philanthropist is a selfish person, but he has good foresight.
因为他们知道他们做了一些小的善事，得到的盈利是比他们是牺牲更大的。
They knew that by a little bit of investment, they can get back a lot of things.
所以这一节的圣经最后加上了一句境界的话语。
And this passage on the Bible gives us a warning.
你们要照顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
That we are to take care of orphans and widows in their distress.
保守自己不受世俗所沾染。
And to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
一方面做好事，一方面在其中得到其他的利益。
So that when you do good, you will not receive other forms of benefits.
借着做好事犯更多的罪。
That you will not sin more because of your good works.
一边照顾孤儿寡妇，一边跟孤儿寡妇犯上那些不可告人的事情。
As you help the widows and orphans, perhaps you will commit adultery with them.
所以上帝的话真是至圣的真道。Indeed,
the word of God is pure truth.
也就是神知道人心里所存的是什么。Because
only God knows what is in our hearts.
所以summum bonum至高的善这句拉丁文这个哲学的名词。The
Latin word summum bonum means the ultimate good.
后来就得出了一个结论。
They have a conclusion finally.
当你以善结合在一起。 不以善当作手段去达到另外目的的，那才叫做最高的善。
The ultimate good is when you are one with good, and when you do not use good as a tool.
善不是一个手段。
Good is not a tool to be used.
善不是一个媒介。
Goodness is not a medium.
善不是一个方法。
It is not a method.
善的本身是一个目的。
Goodness in itself is an objective.
所以当你以善结合在一起的时候，
So when you are one with goodness,
然后你没有别的。 报赏,
and there are no other rewards,
你没有别的利害关系,
no other profit and loss considerations.
是因为你可以以善在一起的时候，你就充满喜乐, 那这个善成了最后目的, 这种善叫做至高的善。
When you have true joy, when you are doing good, and the good in itself become the ultimate goal, then it's the ultimate good.
当这个善以后还有别的目的, 还有别的报酬的时候, 这个善本身就不是最高的善。
But if behind this good there are other kind of benefits, then the good itself is not the ultimate.
一个人对神的爱也是如此。
This is the case when we talk about the love to God.
如果你说我爱上帝, 因为我爱上帝, 结果上帝就特别赐福给我, 所以你爱的是他以后的赐福, 爱的不是上帝的自己。
If you say that I love God and God will give me this or that, then what you love are the things that God will give you.
一个人派的人教导你奉献一万, 有上帝会给你十万。
The charismatic church thinks that if you give God $10,000, He will return you $100,000.
这不是传讲神道。
This is not the word of God.
这是胡说八道。
These are nonsense.
这是曲解神的道。
A distortion of the word of God.
因为这制造了错误的动机来过一种假的属灵的生活。
It creates the wrong motive that your spirituality may be fake.
当你用一万盼望得到十万的时候。
When you give God $10,000 hoping for $100,000.
你就使基督徒有比赌博官你们更贪心。 的这种意象,
you create a situation where Christians are more greedy than gamblers.
这个绝对不是圣经的教训。
This is absolutely not from the Bible.
你的奉献不是一个目的。
The offering has no goal.
你的奉献变成一个手段。
The offering would become a method.
借助奉献达到更多的报偿。
Because through your offering you want greater rewards.
这种奉献不是行善，是行恶。
This offering is not good works but evil works.
照样如果我们帮助别人的时候,
in the same manner when we help others,
存心要别人一定要报偿你更多的时候, 你根本从来没有帮助他。
If in your heart you want a reward from them, you have never helped them.
所以我有时候对中国的一句话感到很奇怪, 养子防老。
The Chinese saying that when you have children, it's meant for your old age.
你现在养大, 以后他就养你老。
You have children so that in the future they will take care of you when you are old.
你养到20年, 他就可以自立了, 以后呢, 你活了100岁, 他要养你40年。
The idea is to raise the child until 20 years old, and then when you live another 40 years, they will take care of you.
现在医学, 现在保健不是很厉害吗?
The medical science is very advanced these days.
所以这些都隐藏的, 都有这一关方面, 今天对你们讲的道理在里面。
All these are implicit in the passage today.
真正清洁的,
a person who is truly pure,
真正没有虚伪的,
who is not hypocrite,
真正的敬虔,
who is true religious,
照顾在泛滥中的孤儿寡妇,
will take care of the widows and orphans in distress,
却不可被世俗所沾染,
but will not be polluted by the world.
你的爱是纯洁的,
then the love is pure.
今天多少女人结婚是为了一生一世有男人照顾她。
Many women get married so that they will be taken care of by the rest of their life.
那么她的爱是真的吗?
Is this love true?
今天多少男人结婚是因为他有一个正确的性的发泄的工具?
Many men get married so that they are sexual release.
那么他的爱是真的吗?
Is this love true then?
今天我们养孩子因为以后他可以养我更久。
Now these days we have children so that they will take care of us for a longer period of time.
那我们这种家庭的伦理是真的吗?
Is this family ethics true?
这样再讲下去很可怕的。
When we think about this, it's quite horrifying.
我们甚至放在世界最可怕的可能就是我们自己。
Perhaps the most horrifying people in the world would be ourselves.
我们一定要在神的光下面。
So we need to be under the light of God.
自己省察自己。
And often we need to reflect upon ourselves.
我们动机是不是纯正的。
Is our motive pure?
我们对善、对义、对圣洁、对爱的真正的科目，是不是把它当作目的？
Do we seek after love, righteousness, and purity as a means?
我们对主的顺从、我们的奉献、我们对人的爱，是不是一个手段而已？
When we are obedient to the Lord, when we give offering, when we love others, is it because there's something else for us?
如果没有靠着主的灵省察我们自己。
If it were not for the Spirit of God searching our hearts,
没有靠着上帝的道来归正自己,
if the Word of God does not bring us back to the truth,
那结果呢,我们就变得比世界的人更可怜了。
We will be more pathetic than the people of the world.
这是第一章的结论。
This is the conclusion of chapter 1.
因为雅各书是论到行为的问题。
The book of James is about action.
所以我们一举一动, 我们的生活, 我们的侍奉, 我们的言语, 我们的行作, 都应当走在正路的里面。
Everything we do in life, our speech, our action ought to be in accordance to the truth.
到第二章一开始的时候,
and when chapter 2 begins,
就开始提到了社教会里面应当人与人怎样相待的问题。
We see how we should treat each other in the church of God.
那第一句话说我的弟兄们啊,
the first sentence, my brothers,
你们信奉我们 荣耀的主耶稣基督。
As believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ，
这句话很少别的地方出现。
Such description cannot be seen elsewhere。
我们是信主的人。
We are believers。
你们信主。
You believe in the Lord。
我们信主。
We believe in the Lord。
但这里说你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
But here it says, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ，
你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
You believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么不说我们都是信奉同一位很荣耀的主就好了吗？
Why did he not say we all worship the same God?
为什么你们是信奉我们的主，我们的主让你侍奉，你懂吗？
That you are believers in my Lord, our Lord.
这句话在提醒什么呢？
This sentence reminds us.
写书的人知道基督是谁。
That the author knew who Christ is.
提醒那些受信人要知道他们信奉的是谁。
But he is reminding those who are reading the letter whom they believe in.
你们信奉我们荣耀的主。
You believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
意思是我信我主的时候。
It means that when I believe in my Lord.
我们很清楚知道他是荣耀的主。
We were very clear that he was glorious.
荣耀的主是基督，也是耶稣。
That he is Lord and Jesus Christ.
基督又是耶稣，是神人二性的中保。
The intermediate person between God and man.
是神。到世界上来做人。
It is God in the flesh.
使道成为肉身。
The Word incarnate.
是从天上降卑在地上成为木匠儿子的那一位。
The one who became the son of a carpenter from heaven.
这位在人间的时候是很卑微的。
This person led a humble life in earth on the earth.
这位在原先是很荣耀的。
But originally he was in glory.
这位在地上是没有家型美容的。
He had no comely appearance on earth.
这位在永恒中间是天使敬拜的君王。
But in eternity he's worshipped by the angels.
是这样的讲法。
So such description.
这样的词句在圣经别的地方没有出现。
Have not been seen in other parts of the Bible.
我亲爱的弟兄们。
My brothers.
你是我的弟兄。
You are my brother.
我们父为弟兄。
We are both brothers.
我们是兄弟。
We are
我们
的兄弟
是一家的人。
We're in the same family.
我们侍奉的同一位主。
We serve the same Lord.
我们的主啊。
But our Lord.
我们知道是很荣耀。
We know it's full of glory.
他是荣耀的主。
He is the glorious Lord.
荣耀的耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
现在你们也侍奉。
But now you also serve him.
你们知道他不知道，知道不知道他是荣耀的呢？
But do you not know him as glorious?
你们知道这位荣耀的主是怎样卑微的吗？
Do you know how humble he was?
从神性方面，他的万王之王，万主之主。
Divinely speaking, is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
人性方面，他是道成肉身，生在马槽里面。
But humanly speaking, he came in the flesh, born in the manger.
从神性方面，他是天使的君王，是万军之耶和华。
Divinely speaking, he is the King of the angels, the Lord of hosts.
从人性来说，他是木匠的孩子，生在伯利恒。
But humanly speaking, the son of a carpenter born in Bethlehem.
从神性来说，他是绝对自我丰富、自我成全的那一位。
Divinely speaking, he is self-sustaining and self-in abundance.
从人性来说，为你为我成了最贫穷、最卑微的人。
But humanly speaking, for you and I, he became the poorest among the poor.
从神性来说，他是大能的上帝。
Divinely speaking, he is Almighty God.
从人性来说，他软弱到一个地步，被鞭打。没有为自己辩护自己。
Humanly speaking, he was so weak that he could not defend himself.
他是耶稣。
He is Jesus.
他是基督。
He is also Christ.
他是人。
He is a human being.
他是神。
And God.
他是天上来的。
He came from heaven.
他到地上。
And lived on earth.
他像奴仆一样。
He was like a slave.
他是我们的主。
But he is our Lord.
是我们的荣耀的主耶稣基督。
A glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道你们是侍奉谁吗？
Do you know whom you believe in?
你们所侍奉的是我们所认识那一位荣耀的主。
You worship the glorious Lord that we know.
如果我们是侍奉这个主。
If we are worshiping this Lord.
我们已经一同侍奉他。
We are together.
那你们是我的弟兄。
You are my brothers.
我是你们的弟兄。
I too am your brother.
我们在会中。
So in the assembly.
你们怎么看我们？我们怎么看你们？
How do we then treat each other?
基督徒怎么看另外一个基督徒？
How would a Christian treat another Christian?
另外一个基督徒怎么看其他的基督徒？
Or the Christian towards the other Christians?
因为这位主的缘故。
Because of this Lord.
因为这位荣耀的主的缘故。
Because of this glorious Lord.
因为这位又尊贵又降卑的主的缘故。
Because of this God in glory who live in humility.
我要问你们。
I want to ask you this question.
怎样一同在会中互为弟兄呢？
How do we become brothers in an assembly?
所以这是很严重的事情。
This is a solemn topic.
因为当教会不处理这个事情的时候，
When the church do not take care of this topic,
教会就沾染了世俗的败坏。
The church would have the decadence that come from the world.
教会不以基督的荣耀跟他的卑微这种认识来彼此互为弟兄的时候，
If the church does not treat each other as brothers based on the glory and humility of Christ,
教会跟罗马当时的社会就没有分别了。
The church would not be different from the Roman society.
罗马的社会是个怎样的社会？
What sort of society was this?
罗马的社会是承继了希腊社会的一些的原版。
The Roman society has some imitation of Greek society.
所以他们有议会。
So they have assemblies.
他们有尊贵的人。
They have noble people.
他们有卑微的人。
And despicable people.
尊贵的人怎么样看卑微的人？
The nobles will look at the lowly.
卑微的人怎么样看尊贵？
And how would the lowly look upon the nobles?
罗马的议会里面。
In the assembly of Rome.
是怎么样选出来的？
How would they choose the senators?
罗马的尊贵的人。
The nobles.
是凭着什么得到他们的尊贵？
How did they get the nobility?
罗马曾经是共和的时代。
The Roman Empire used to be a republic.
后来罗马变成了帝国的时代。
But then they became an empire.
当罗马从共和转回帝国的时代的时候，
When they shifted from being a republic to an empire,
帝王就是耶稣降生的时候的那个奥古斯都。
The first emperor was Augustus.
奥古斯都是八月份生下来的。
Augustus was born in August.
所以后来八月份就用他名叫 Augustus.
And that's why on the eighth month is called August.
后来有个叫 Octavian 的。
And another emperor by the name of Octavian.
这个人是四月份生下来的。
Who was born on the tenth month.
所以四月份就叫做 October.
And so the tenth month is October.
那么而且希腊文本来十是 December, 是这个 decimeter, 是 DEC, 十就变成十二。
And so in the Greek, deci become 12,
instead of 10. 变成十二。
Instead of 10.
那么呢这个九就变成十一。
And 9 become November.
那么接着八就变成用奥古斯都的名字定第八。
And Augustine was used as the name
for 8 months. 九就用 Septimus 的名字定第九。
And 9 is the name of Septimus.
我觉得你们很少人注意这个事情。
Few of you will know this.
Augustus 第一是一个皇帝的名字。
Augustus was the name of an emperor.
Septimus 是一个皇帝的名字。
So was Septimus.
Octavian 是一个皇帝的名字。
And Octavian.
所以当他说决定我生的这个人要用我的名字，就叫 Augustus。
And so the man was named after his name.
那么不但 Augustus 是八月生的，新加坡也是八月生的。
Singapore was also born in August.
所以你们都是 Augustus 的子孙。
So we are all related to Augustus.
Augustus, Septimus, Octavianus, 这三个王就占据了三个月的名字。
And all these three emperors took on the name of 3 months.
然后就把这个本来 Sept 是七变成九。
And so September becomes 9.
那么 Oct 是十。Oct 就变成八，变成十。
And Oct become 10.
这个 North 是九，变成十一。
And North is 11, although it was 9.
Des 是十，就变成十二了。
And December ought to be 10, but
it's 12. 天国人就知道 December 是这样来的了。
And that's how we get all these names.
那你清楚的。
Now you're clear.
所以帝王一做了王的时候，
When the emperor came into power,
我就是真理。
They become the truth.
我定的就是要顺从。
And you are to be obey every word.
从那个时候到现在2005年，全世界就听这三个王的吩咐，照他们讲的来做。
And they've influenced us all the way to 2005.
共和时代过去了。
After the republic has passed,
帝国时代产生了。
The empire came about.
那么在帝王的里面呢？
Within the empire,
有很贵重的人。
There were nobles.
有很卑贱的人。
And the lowly.
那么在原来的雅典城希腊式的民主已经不见了。
The Greek democracy in Athens had disappeared.
希腊的民主本身都是假的。
But the Greek democracy was fake.
真正的民主不是希腊的。
True democracy did not come from the Greeks.
真正的民主也不是法国的。
Or from the French.
法国大革命的运动。
The French Revolution.
所谓的民主是暴民做主的民主。
The democracy was a mob democracy.
那是真正 demo crazy.
It was like demo crazy.
不是 democracy, 是 demo crazy.
Because the mobs were ruling.
那是暴民疯狂的做主了。
The mob were ruling the whole country.
所以人类历史中间真正民主的源头的这个精神是从圣经来的。
The true source of democracy comes from the Bible.
也就是上帝按照自己的形象造了人。
Because God made man in His image.
无论尊贵的。
Whether they are noble,
无论卑贱的
or lowly,
无论有钱的
whether they're rich,
无论穷人
or they are poor,
在基督里面做主做奴的
in Christ, those who are Lord or
slave, 是男是女
male or female,
都归于一了
they all become one.
这个观念在哪里呢?
Where did this concept come from?
这就是真正的爱的事实。
This is where true love is expressed.
就真正新娘的行为的表现。
Where true action is shown.
所以呢，雅各书是讲行为，对不对？
James talked about works.
但是他不忘记从信仰就开始。
But he started off from faith.
你们是信奉我们的主荣耀的耶稣基督。
You are believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
信。
You believe.
那应当怎么信呢？
How then would you know?
你信荣耀的主。
You believe in the glorious Lord.
主是基督，又是耶稣。
It was the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主是天上的王，又是地上做奴仆的。
The King of Heaven and servant on earth.
耶稣基督在天上是天使所敬拜。
Jesus Christ is worshipped by the angels in heaven.
地上是做木匠。
But he was a carpenter on earth.
在天上是被尊重到最高的地位的。
He had the highest status on heaven.
地上是生在马槽，死在十字架上。
But on earth, he was born in a manger, died on a cross.
这位是谁？
Who was this?
是主。
The Lord.
是这边的主。
What sort of Lord?
是荣耀的主。
Glorious Lord.
这位主。
This Lord.
是中保。
Is the mediator.
又是神又是人。
Between God and man.
又尊贵又卑微的。
Honor and a huge number.
那么你信他。
And you believe in him.
你信什么？
You believe in what?
你信我们的主。
Our glorious Lord.
你们信从我们荣耀的主。
You have believed in our glorious Lord.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
那么你们在哪里啊？
Where are you now?
你说我在罗马帝国里面吗？
I'm in the Roman
Empire. 我在犹太省里面吗？
Or in the Jewish city?
犹太省的巡抚，这个巡抚就是比拉多嘛。
Pontius Pilate was in charge.
犹太省分封的王就是叙利亚嘛。
And King Herod was the king.
你们在罗马帝国吗？
Are you in Rome?
你们侍奉罗马吗？
Do you worship the Romans?
你们侍奉凯撒吗？
The Caesar?
罗马帝国的宪法说。 凯撒是主。
The laws of the Romans say Caesar is Lord.
所以你基督徒知道耶稣是主。
But Christians know Jesus is Lord.
这句话里面的意思很深的。
So there are profound meaning here.
我亲爱的弟兄们。
My brothers.
你们信奉我们的主耶稣基督。
You are believers in our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
Glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
接下去呢。
And then he said.
便不可以按外貌待人。
Don't show favoritism.
你的主不是凯撒。
So your Lord is not Caesar.
帝国里面有凯撒的强权定夺真理。
In the empire, Caesar's words is the truth.
用自己的名字定夺一份子名字。
With his own power, he can set the name of the month.
尊贵者一定要盲从的。
And the nobility will have to follow him.
没有办法反抗。
There is no revolt.
他们在罗马帝国里面有被卖做奴隶的是没有身份的。
And the slaves have no status.
你在这个国度里面,
when you are in this sort of kingdom,
有尊贵的,
there are the nobles,
有卑微的,
the lowly.
尊贵的人可能是道德最下贱的,
but the nobles may lead the most despicable life.
卑微的人可能是他的人格最高尚,
but the lowly may live a most noble life.
那么你怎样待他呢?
So how do you treat these people?
你以尊贵的道德来对待卑微的人吗?
Do you use a noble ethics to take care of the lowly?
卑微的道德来尊崇那些社会上尊贵的人吗?
Or lowly ethics to treat those who are noble in the society?
罗马帝国有一个王叫做卡里古拉。
There is a Roman Empire by the name of Caligula.
败坏到没有办法言论。
He was the most despicable emperor.
漂亮的女孩子明天的结婚，他先抢到王宫，先借用一天。
He would actually adopt brides that are about to get married tomorrow for himself.
然后把这个女人送给他要结婚的丈夫。
And then send the bride back after he's done.
同性恋。
He was a homosexual.
他姦奸。
He did incest.
他随意杀人。
And he killed everybody.
他有最尊贵的社会地位。
He had the highest social status.
最卑贱的人格。
But he led the most despicable life.
罗马帝国里面有很卑微的奴仆。
But in the Roman Empire, there is lowly slaves. But became the greatest thinker in the Stoics.
这个人是谁啊?
Who was this person?
Epictetus.
His name is Epictetus. So in the Stoics, there are three different social status.
一个是君王,
first one is the king.
一个是文学家,
the second one are the scribes.
另外一个是一个奴仆,
and then the slaves.
这三个人都有很高超的哲学思考能力。
All these three persons have deep thoughts.
他们写出的文字都影响了这两千年。
They have influenced the past 2,000 years.
做君王的一个叫做 Marcus Aurelius.
The one who is king is Marcus Aurelius.
作为文学家、思想家的叫做 Seneca.
Seneca was the scribe.
做人家的奴仆的人，这个人叫做 Epictetus.
And Epictetus was the slave.
所以在斯多亚派里面，
so among the Stoics,
隐藏着一种跟 罗马的尊贵卑贱分法完全不同标准的观念。
They have a concept that's different from the Romans.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是他们不认为从身份看人是不是尊贵。
It means that they do not treat a person as noble or not based on their status.
内里的品德、思想的深奥跟高超来定人的身份。
But based on their inner ethics and the way they think.
所以这是很伟大的哲学。
So this is a great philosophy.
但很多人就因为这种哲学，他们很难接受基督教。
But because of that, few people will accept Christianity.
基督教所要谈的，他们里面已经有了一些了。
They already have some of what Christianity is trying to propose.
你叫一个普通的人悔改信主。比较一个新儒家的高档的哲学思想家来信主更容易。
For example, these days it's easier to get a normal person to believe than a person who is expert in Confucianism.
因为他们有自以为意义的傲慢在里面。
Because a Confucian expert has a sense of arrogance.
斯多派是不是到了真理的最高的顶峰呢？
Were the Stoics very close to the truth?
不是。
No.
他们不过是一种追求真理的人的思想。著作跟思想潮流而已。
But they are just people who seek after the truth and have profound thoughts.
真正的真理在人间的表现，就是这里所讲的，我们侍奉的、拥有的主耶稣基督。
And the truth is expressed on the earth in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
Marcus Aurelius 不过是罗马的皇帝。
Marcus Aurelius was just a Roman king.
耶稣基督是万王之王。
Jesus Christ is the King of Kings.
Epictetus 不过是一家的奴仆。
Epictetus was a slave from a household.
耶稣基督取了奴仆的形象，为万人作为服侍的这一个榜样。
But Jesus Christ became servant to all.
所以这段圣经到底要讲些什么呢？
What is this Bible passage trying to say?
表面讲。
On the surface,
就是不要按外貌待人。
It means don't show favoritism.
但是为什么先提到荣耀的主耶稣基督是我们信奉的对象呢？
But why did he mention our glorious Lord Jesus Christ?
如果你真的信奉主，
if you truly believe in him,
那信奉主与信奉主的人之间应当怎样彼此相看待？
The question is the relationship between those who believe and another group that
believe. 所以第二节就讲出来。
So verse 2 says,
若有一个人带着金的戒指。
Suppose a man come to your meeting wearing a gold ring.
穿着华美的衣服。
And fine clothes.
进到你们会场里面去。
And entered into your assembly.
接下去。
And then.
因为一个穷人。
And a poor man.
穿着肮脏的衣服也进去。
In shabby clothes also comes in.
那你们怎么样待他？
What then would you do?
这个就是行为的考验。
This is a test.
行为的考验。
The test of our action.
不在乎你做好事做坏事而已。
It's not just related to good works.
在乎你怎样待人。
But how you react to others.
你怎样鼓定人。
How do you judge them?
你怎样评价人。
How do you measure them?
How do you evaluate and estimate men? 你怎样评定人。
How do you evaluate and measure them?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果看见很漂亮衣服的人。
If you see someone in fine clothing.
你就笑笑脸。
And you are smiling,
你摇摇身体
and you sway,
看见穷人
but when you look at the poor,
脏衣服的人来
those who are shabbily
dressed,
and you shout at them,
那我告诉你很像狗
then I say you are like a dog,
因为狗是这样带人
because that's the way dogs are,
你明白了吗？
Do you understand this?
你先到一个乡下去
if you go to a village,
到一个乡村去
a village,
你穿脏的破的衣服看看
and then you wear shabbily,
整个乡村的狗都围着你大叫
All the dogs will come after you.
明天你再去
And you go another day.
你穿西装
You wear a coat.
你放香水
And you have fragrance.
所有的尾巴都摇起来了
And the dog will start to wag their tail.
为什么呢
Why?
你改变了吗
Have you changed?
是啊
changed?
我改变了外表吗
Yes, I've changed exteriorly.
我告诉你你可以改变你外表狗不能改变它的本性
You can change exteriorly, but the dogs cannot change its nature.
因为它是狗
It is a dog.
所以我告诉你
I tell you this.
在教会里面
In a church,
如果还分贵贫、富贫
if you still segregate between the rich and the poor,
有外貌待人，这种待人的人，自己是把自己降卑为狗。
A person that treats people in that way is just like a dog.
如果所有的狗都在做礼拜
if all the dogs are in the church,
上帝说我不要赐福狗，我要赐福亚伯拉罕的后代。
God will say he will not bless the dogs but the descendant of Abraham.
这些教会的人就变成有钱人的奴仆。
This church will become a slave to the rich.
教会里面就听不见上帝的声音，听不见圣经的声音，听见的是 钱的声音。
You will not hear the voice of God or the voice of the Bible, but the voice of money.
有钱的人在教会里面可以作威作福，可以吗？
Can the rich be powerful in the church?
穷人呢，在教会中间一个人都不睬他，对不对呢？
Is it right that the poor is ignored in the church?
既然我们是侍奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
Today we serve our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的思想，我们的主在地上都是怎么样待人？
We need to think about how our Lord treated others.
我们的主从来没有向权贵低头。
He has never bowed down before power and wealth.
我们的主从来没有对卑微的人作威作福。
Our Lord has never bullied the lowly.
我们是侍奉我们的主。
Do we then serve him?
我们真的信奉他吗？
Do we really believe in him?
信心没有行为是实。
Faith without work is dead.
那我们的行为应当怎样效法我的主？
So how should we imitate our Lord?
我们怎么看有钱的人？
How do we treat the rich?
我们怎么看贫穷的人？
Or the poor?
我想我如果不谨慎讲这种道话。
If I am not cautious when I preach,
教会里面很多的穷人就开始起来逼迫有钱的人了。
Many poor people will start to persecute the rich.
那就是连唐牧师就告诉我，我们应当怎么做的。
And they will say, Dr. Tong said we should do this.
我稍微转过来讲一下。
Let me look at it from another angle.
有一个人呢，
There was a person.
那个人争气又吃力。
He said that person is too much.
因为他有钱，他奉献多，他在教会讲话这么大声。
He think that he's very rich and he speaks so loudly in church.
很生气。
So I'm very angry.
后来我对他说，
And by I said to him,
你很穷，也没有什么奉献，你都这么大声，难道他不会大声？
You are so poor, you never give money to the church. You really speak so loudly.
所以我们不可专奉承有钱的人。
So we should not just bow down to the rich.
我们也不可袒护穷人。
But we should not defend the poor.
你说圣经有这样的话吗？
Did the Bible say that?
有。
Yes.
摩西五经里面特别讲这句话。
Moses in the Pentateuch said this.
不可袒护穷人。
Do not be biased for the poor.
实在有一些有钱人以为他们高人一等。
Surely there are some rich who think themselves as arrogant.
也有一些穷人他盼望无产阶级专政。
But there are also poor people who want a classless society.
两样都从罪人恶性里面产生出来的。
Both are produced by the sinful man.
为什么有钱人可以有特殊的地位呢？
Why should the rich have special status?
因为他比较有钱。
Because he has money.
凭着什么资格，钱比别人的权柄更大呢？
Why should money bring power?
为